All right, welcome back to Talk of the Urinal, episode 2. I'm EB. It's my boy Paul P over here.
What's up? How's it going? Welcome back.
What's up, man? It's all right. Dodgers gained some momentum. I know it's just two in a row, but Tuesday night was electric. That Lux three-run bomb in the eighth. That was awesome.
Super good to see, too, especially, you know, some of the injuries we've had. Lux stepped up two nights ago. Muncy stepped up last night. I mean, this is what we needed. This is what, yeah, you know, we needed to have, especially right now. It's next guy up right now.
I was looking at the schedule. It's I think we could go on a big run. I was saying we got home against Marlins this weekend, and then four games with Arizona next week. That we should get at least eight in a row, right? But who knows?
Definitely. I like it. I mean, I think it's going to be cool. Welcome back, Mattingly. Dodgers faced Mattingly, the old manager. Should be always a good storyline. And actually, what I was looking at earlier today, I think is actually really good, is some of our key injured players are starting to get off, are starting to come back. I think we should have, I saw McKinstry's not that far away.
Yeah, he
should
Bellinger's be back not pretty that soon. Far, right?
Bellinger, hopefully, everything's working out with the leg. Gatterall just started throwing from 90 feet. So I think he's loosening up. He should be back soon. And I think Price and Gosselin, those are the other two big ones.
So that's
I think
So once we get, we'll be rolling. The only thing we lost Rios. Now explains why he was struggling. He was probably hurt the whole time.
And that hurts too, because I feel like he's come through on so many different occasions for us. He's coming through the clutch. It hurts, but I think we'll still be fine. I think what's going to have to happen is here, we're going to find out now if this team is built for, you know, the full season. We're going to find out if this team can handle 162 games, because right now it's going to have to be next man up at some of these positions, some of these key spots.
How about Beatty? A cool stat. Since he's been recalled April 24th, he's second in RBIs in the whole MLB. With 18. I saw that last night. I was like,
18, damn.
Dude, Dodgers always have guys who just step up, man. It's amazing, always.
You know what's funny? I was looking at some of the stats earlier today, and I was wondering, I was like, how are they losing so many games? We are in the top five for team ERA. We are in the top five for RBIs, top five for strikeouts by pitchers. We're in the top five for slugging percentage. We're in the top five for runs, RBI. We're in the top five in all these stats. I don't understand how we were losing so many games. And I think we talked about this last show, how the Mariners just always somehow seem to implode. And I think that was like the perfect two-game series that we needed.
It was. It was, yep.
Because this is prime time for the Mariners to implode, like they do every year about a month or a month and a half into the season.
Definitely. So. They'll before you know it, they'll be last in the AL West for sure.
Yeah.
And then another stat that I like from Urias is that he's already had four starts this year going seven innings or more. That he's never done that before in his career. I read that last night, dude. So
that's so huge, especially with some of the bullpen injuries we have.
If oh
we
my god!
Preserve the bullpen while they're injured right now. That's massive,
dude.
Because we don't even need him to go seven later on in the season. You know, if we can get him through just to six, we have guys.
That's what I'm saying. I know he was always going five or six, but now he's getting showing more.
We'll take that. I mean, I worry about his longevity. I want him to still be able to pitch like a whole season and be healthy all the way through, you know, October. But hey, if he's doing that right now, that's a really good sign, because I like how they eased him in his first couple seasons with us. You know, they didn't take the reins off right away.
Yeah, they didn't. I know it was frustrating, but I'm glad they're doing it now. So, I mean, that's all we got to say to Dodgers. I think they'll go on a big run. I mean, not a huge run, but I mean, at least we'll be playing those two teams, and then we go at Giants, at Astros. So then those will be good.
That's huge. If we can get on a winning streak before then, and think about it, you know what? Of all the games we had lost, we went on that horrible binge downward. We're still only two and a half games
back. I know. Well,
exactly. We're only half a game back out of second place, and a half out of first place.
Yeah, we're not. That's why we don't hit the panic button. No.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
And Lakers won three in a row, but it looks like we're going to be locked into that seventh seed unless Mavs or Portland lose out. But I don't see either one of them losing out. But
I like what I'm seeing out of the team right now. I think, you know, I know obviously AD didn't play the other night, last night against the other night against Houston, which it's Houston.
Yeah, like, Tuesday night game against the Knicks was electric, man. I mean, that was awesome.
I think that game, you really saw some guts. You saw the Lakers dig down deep and pull that one out in overtime, which I think is like, you need that. But here's what I'm a little bit worried about. I think AD, when he's been playing lately without LeBron, he's stepped it up big time.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to carry that on when LeBron gets back? That's what I'm curious about. I want to see if he's still going to be playing to this caliber when LeBron gets back. And what else I'm worried about is the Lakers got two games left. They got Saturday night and they got Sunday night.
Yeah, so, yeah, Saturday play at 10 a.m. You saw that?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's a day game. They got Pacers and they got Pelicans. LeBron has to play one of those games. You cannot have him come right back into the play-in game,
especially against, like, I know you're not worried about Warriors, but I'm still worried that Steph could drop 60. You could just have him come back. I don't know.
I'm still not that worried. I think we win that game, but I feel a lot more comfortable if LeBron gets one under his belt.
Yeah,
this weekend. No,
I agree.
He has to play Saturday or Sunday.
It sounds like he is. I mean,
you know, there has to be a game with both him and AD on the court together. We have to see, they have to get that chemistry, that rhythm, at least for one game to go into a
because AD just hurt on Tuesday. Hurt is growing, right? So he might be
I don't know.
It's like we're limping into the playoffs, but I'm also, like you said, I'm also not worried either because, like, once those two together,
I mean, the thing that worries me about AD's groin is because, I mean, everybody who's ever played sports has had a groin issue at some point, and they're just nagging. It's just like you want them to heal faster than they actually can. Yeah. They're annoying. They just come and go. You feel like you're fully healed. You run out there on the court and boom, like 2 seconds later, it's like aggravating to you again, you know? So I just hope that's not a lingering issue. But I'm fine with him sitting in one of the games this week and maybe bring back the whole team.
Maybe they
bring
should
back
just
him
both,
and LeBron.
You think they should both play Sunday? I mean, hopefully they play both games, but
I think the Pelicans are still fighting. The Pacers are pretty much locked in, I want to say, at a play-in spot. Yeah, I think the Pelicans are still fighting.
Let me see. Pacers are playing, and then Pelicans, they're officially eliminated, but so they have nothing to lose. So they would love to. I mean, I guess. I don't know. They're already thinking Cancun, so maybe we'll win easy on Sunday.
But who's the other? I think the Pelicans have another team that is fighting still too. So
let me see.
I don't know. It's going to get interesting. I think it's going to come down to the final game. It's going to come down to Sunday. It's going to come down to, I think, us, Dallas.
Hopefully Zion doesn't play on Sunday. Just rest.
Give him a rest
for next season.
Give him a rest. Exactly. But you know what else I think was really positive in that game against Houston, Kuzma stepped up.
Oh yeah, last night. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like a wild man.
I'm not worried about LeBron and AD. We're not worried about them. We need just more consistency from Kuzma. Drummond's off and on. THT, I'm loving. I mean, so we'll see. We'll talk about it more next week when we know where our final seed is.
I think we got to see where the chips fall this weekend and. You know, I'm not again. If it's Warriors, I'm not worried about the Warriors. I think we can match up against them well. Like I said, we take a couple of their key players out of the game for most of the game, and I think we're fine.
I think double or triple step. Who else are we worried about? Wiggins? No. Draymond? No.
I mean, Draymond's not the same Draymond he was during those championship runs. Father Time is starting to set in, and you know, but I'm not worried. I think we'll be fine.
I mean, staying on the Lakers, sad subject, but Kobe's Hall of Fame Saturday introduction. So we'll get to hear from MJ again and then Vanessa. So more tears will be coming Saturday, but it should be good.
You know, and I hope it's a celebration too. You know, I mean, as sad as that story is and as sad as just everything surrounding that story, you know, I think this is what LA needs right now. This should be a feel good story. It should be a reminder of how amazing he was. It should be a reminder of like how a pillar of the city that he was, you know,
I still can't believe it.
It's harsh. It's a sad, sad, sad story still, even a year and almost a half later, but you know, he rightfully deserves it.
I'm sure MJ and Vanessa will give amazing speeches again.
Yeah. I mean, I remember watching that funeral and I was so shocked at how composed she was.
Oh my gosh, right?
In the world because, I couldn't have done that, you know,
dude, for her to be able to do that. And then MJ, and then you see MJ, you think that guy's like superhuman. And then you see him crying. You never see that guy. Yeah. Except for his Hall of Fame speech. So I'm sure
he'll. Exactly. So it's gonna. I'm definitely gonna watch that. It's gonna be interesting to watch, and you know, I'm gonna have my Kobe shirt on. So
yeah, Definitely, man. Well, I guess we go. What else we got going on? Tebow, your boy Tebow's back.
Tebow,
dude. 9 years. Hey.
Well, it's not official yet. It's not official yet, right? They're still talking, but they're saying it's supposed to happen by the end of the week.
Yeah, Meyer says it's not official, but then every NFL reporter is saying it's. I don't know.
I love the move, to be honest. I know Tebow got so much flack. So many people hated on Tebow when he was in the league, but you know what? You know what? Here's my thing. One, the guy is living a better life than most of us. Two, yeah, he won a playoff game. Yeah, he won a playoff game. Don't forget he won a playoff game. So, I know. You know,
that's true. That pass to Demaryius Thomas, unbelievable.
Across the middle. Yeah. He's a legend forever in the history of college football. I mean, nothing's going to be able to tarnish that because he's too much of a good guy. He's a legend in college football. Yeah. And here's the thing. He played for Meyer in Florida. He's going to have Meyer in Jacksonville.
That's the thing. Why are people upset? Like, it's like, who you know, their best friends? Like, you're just giving them a shot. Like, oh, they're saying they're going to take away from another guy that deserves it, but it's just the 90-day roster. Who knows if he's going to make the 53-day roster? I mean, it's just...
I actually think he's going to make it, because tell me right now, who's the Jaguars tight end?
I don't know. Exactly. I don't know.
They had Eifert.
I just remember Mercedes Lewis was a beast there, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah. But he's on the... Yeah, there you go.
They had Eifert. They cut him. He went to free agency. And Eifert was like a shell of what he used to be, especially when he came out of Notre Dame. So he's done. He's still a free agent. The only other guy they got right now is James O'Shaughnessy. Exactly.
So
here's my take on the Tebow thing. And this is why I love it. Because you know what? Give him a spot on the roster. He's versatile. He's athletic enough. Clearly, we know he's athletic enough.
Of course.
If Jaguars are in a like must-win game, or it's late in the fourth quarter and they got the ball like on the 1 or 2 yard line, all of a sudden you bring in Tebow under center. Do you defend that?
They're gonna do. They'll definitely have a red zone package for sure.
Exactly. How do you defend against that? Because you know what? He can
do that jump. He can do the wild pass.
He can do a fade to the corner. I mean, he's not horrible enough where he can't make a 2 yard pass to somebody who's open, or a fade pass, or some kind of bootleg fake. How do you defend that? You know what I mean?
I agree.
I kind of like the move.
All in all, I think it's a good move. If he doesn't work out, I'm sure he'll be on the coaching staff. And I hate that people are relating it to Kaepernick. Tebow's playing tight end now, and he's best friends with Meyer. I don't know why it's getting brought.
I think people are looking for a reason.
They're looking for a reason. Yeah, I think it will. You think so? You'll think there's some stats already. Do you think over under half a catch next year?
Oh, I'm gonna go over.
Over. And I think yards is set at 12. You think both those over that he'll make the team?
I think so. I think he makes the team. I think Urban Meyer legitimately loves him. I think Urban Meyer legitimately gives him a shot.
Yeah.
Is he going to be on the team by the end of the season? Maybe not. Yeah. Is he going to be involved? I think he makes it onto the field during a regular season game, I think.
Yeah, and the two other things are positive, that he's a legend in Jacksonville and less pressure on Lawrence. Everyone's going to be talking about Tebow. Lawrence, just go do your thing, man.
Right. Very true. I didn't even think about that. That's a great point. You know, I mean, I like the play overall. I think it's going to work out. I think he's going to get some field time during a regular season game. I think he might make a play here or there. Is he going to be a huge, you know, difference maker for their season? No. Are the Jags going to be playoff bound? No.
No. Like, but that's why
it's a good story. Yeah.
And I think the favorites for Hard Knocks now. So, dude, I'll tune into that. Lawrence, Tebow.
I will too. Yeah. I mean, COVID screwed up his minor league baseball career, and so he retired from that. And I mean, it's the guy's athletic, you know. So what can we say? And he's got a beautiful wife now. So
why did it take him so long to come back, dude? 9 years though. Jeez. Oh, because he wanted to play baseball. I get it, but
yeah. But let's see what he's got. You know, and I think he's one of those guys too, where it's like, he's a winner. You saw that in Florida when he gave this speech. We saw it when that Florida State game, when he's like covered in the red war paint from the field.
True.
The guy's a winner. True. You know what I mean? He's going to find his way.
You think that his like You think he'll be a leader? Like, you think these guys are going to take him seriously if he's giving a big speech? These are all NFL guys.
I don't think he's going to do that in the NFL. I don't think he's going to give any big speech. He's not going to be like a locker room rah-rah kind of guy. I think he's going to show up. I think he's going to put his pads on. He's going to work hard. He's going to learn the playbook, I think. I think he's a student of the game. I think he's a very, very smart football player. I think he's athletically gifted, maybe just not at quarterback. But, hey, put him at tight end, and who knows?
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully he does make the team.
Crazier things have happened.
Oh, yeah. We could stay on the NFL, the release. What do you think? Dude, Brady, week 4? Dude, I'm ready.
His dad's already chirping. I saw that tweet?
Dad's chirping. What he said, we'll be 3-0 going in, and we'll go 4-0. Brady's not losing.
Circle the date on the calendar. I mean, yeah. Bill Belichick, it's a game of chess.
And it's a Sunday night game, right? I think NBC it better be. Yeah, I got to hear Al Michaels, bro. Yeah, come on.
Although I could go without Chris Collinsworth, man. That guy,
yeah.
A lot of people love him. I'm not a Chris Collinsworth guy. Never have been. He reminds me of kind of like the Crypt Keeper. It's just, I can't take his analysis.
Yeah, he's so.
You see the white line here? Now, if they cross that line, tell you it's what. A touchdown. Like, come on, bro. But no, Al Michaels, else? Michelle yeah. Tafoya, I'll take them, but.
What else? We got Darnold revenge game. He's going, I think he's Panthers at Jets week 1.
Is it Panthers? Oh, it is.
I think it is, yeah. So, I mean, not revenge game, but.
I mean, Darnold, nobody's really expecting much from him. Let's be honest. I mean, just don't catch mono again this time in Charlotte, you know? I mean, just whatever you do, don't do that. The other one I like is I do like week 1. You were talking about Cowboys and Bucks.
Cowboys, Bucks, Thursday nighter. We'll probably be at Miss Robinson's. I'll see you there.
We'll do it. We'll do it up. I'll be there. We'll get there early for Bottle Samosa, and we'll just stay throughout just stay the there. Night.
Just, yeah.
You know? I think Cam goes back to Carolina week 9, I think it is.
Is he going to be the starter by then, or is it going to be Mac Jones?
Who knows? That's a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean,
because I think he's on a short leash as it is, and I think especially when you play for Bill Belichick, nothing's guaranteed unless you're a Tom Brady. Everything else is week by week, so we'll see.
And then Rams Sunday night, Rams Bears. Do we see Dalton or Fields? Who are we seeing? They don't put them on Sunday night. No one wants to see Dalton on Sunday night. I love the guy, but. We got to see.
It could be Dalton, though. You know, I think it could be. I don't know if Fields is going to be ready.
If you trade up for him, I don't know.
That's a great point. They did trade up for him, so you know what? That's saying something right there. But you know, I've always respected Dalton. I always had a little.
Did he get the Bengals to the playoffs, or that just Palmer?
No, he definitely got them to the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure they were huge favorites going up against the Chargers, and the Chargers just wiped the field with them as a huge underdog. Because I'm pretty sure I remember betting on the Chargers in that game, and I told everybody to take the Chargers. So that's when I won't let anybody live down, because I said take the Chargers, and the Chargers won straight up on money line.
Another thing I was saying, Packers have 5 primetime games. What if Rodgers is not there? Dude, that's – like, it's Packers Saints week 1. It obviously Rodgers would be amazing, but if it's going to be Jordan Love against Jameis Winston, I mean, it's not as fun, you know?
Not at all. And I think, you know what, how many primetime games do they have because they're just the Packers?
True,
because it's the same thing. It's like I you ever noticed every single week for a while there, like the Packers were always like the prime time or the national game on Fox, just so Aaron Andrews could be interviewing Aaron Rodgers. Like,
true. Do you think they know that he's going to, it seems like, I don't know, putting him all these primetime games, do they think he's going to stay now? Or I don't know.
My question would be who they playing. Cause I mean, if you got a primetime game of like, you know, Bears Packers, okay, I can see that the oldest tradition. Rivalry.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you got, you know, maybe they're hoping for a Packers versus, are they playing Tampa? I think they do play Tampa. Yeah,
they do. They play the Chiefs as well. I think Andy Reid already said, I can't wait to see Mahomes and Rodgers. I don't know.
I think that's what they're banking on. I honestly personally don't think, as you, if you listen to last week's podcast, I personally don't think he's going to be there.
If you keep listening, I think he told teammates that he's not going to come. I don't know.
It's so much drama involved in that story that I don't think we even know it all, you know?
I don't even know what to believe anymore. And then Rams sat by primetime games. What do you think of that? I mean, Stafford, do they think they're going to be good this year? I mean, they got, it is the Rams, but.
Hey, you know what? They finished very strong. They came on very hot at the end of the last season. Hopefully they can keep that up. I mean, it's too early to tell, you know, and I think that's what the thing about NFL, they do this, they trick us, they give us a little bait here. They release the schedule now. It's like, got everybody talking, here we are talking about it. It's talking points, you know.
That's why NFL is the ruler, man.
Exactly.
They do a schedule show. They always win. They're always,
I mean, they were smart a couple of years ago to make sure that they have something in every single month of the year. You know, they have a key piece of programming or something to do with free the NFL agency, every single month of the
draft,
year.
Schedule release.
Exactly. Super Training Bowls in camp. February. Play, you know what I mean? It's so, I mean, it's genius, but what can you expect? The NFL is king.
Always. What else? I mean, who else? Any other games? I guess it's too early to talk, but those are just some notable games.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. I think there's still gonna be some players that.
Do they already have lines? We'll start betting now.
Give me some lines. I'm not looking. Give me a week one. I'm gonna guess and let me guess and tell me how close I am. I'm gonna go week one Cowboys in Tampa. Where's that game at?
Game is in Tampa because they do the rings. I don't see it on this. You give me a line. I'll find this real quick. You give me a line. See if you're right. Tampa getting the rings.
Tampa on a Thursday night against who should be a real healed and rested Dak. Is that O-line get any better in Dallas? I'm going to go – Tampa's the favorite. I'm going to say Tampa – I'm gonna say something maybe like 6.5. Tampa by 6.5, 5.5. Am I close?
You're spot on, 6.5.
All right. I'll take Tampa 6.5.
I'll do a teaser – tease them down to -0.5 to the over.
40. You know what? Bottle of mimosas. I'll take Dallas getting the 6.5. Vegas is begging you to take 6.5.
I think there's a stat. That. You always take the Super Bowl team week one, or were you telling me that last year? Or?
No, you know what the stat was? I do. It's the team to lose the Super Bowl always loses outright week one.
Okay. So we're hammering the Browns.
More often than not. The more often than not. So Chiefs.
Browns plus 6.5. Lock it in.
There you go. I'm telling you. You see 6.5 on a pretty decent game like that. Browns, hey, they almost weapons.
Beat them. They came with
close. Exactly. So I'll take the Browns 6.5. I'll take the Browns getting 6.5 all day.
Yeah. So we can go. We can talk about NFL. I know. Like we can talk about the schedule all day.
Year round. We could talk
about NFL. Year round. And what else we got going this weekend? Your boy Bobby.
This weekend.
Tell your boy Bob Baffert to stop talking.
Man, the Preakness. I'm actually very intrigued about this Preakness. There's a couple horses I like in it. There's all obviously every camera is going to be on both of Baffert's horses. Baffert's not going to be there from my understanding.
Yeah, he's not going to show up, which I don't blame him, but
he does need to stop talking. So I saw an interview he actually did. He did an interview and he came out and said, oh, you know, he just denied.
Yeah. It's like conspiracy. And, I don't know. Yeah. And what did you say the next day? He said what?
Well, it's so funny. After his interview where he denied everything, he was just would not give an inch. No, this never took place. This never happened. It's so funny. I saw another interview right after that or not long after that with Mike Francesca, the guy in New York, the radio host.
Yeah, the legend.
And he was talking about how when the whole A-Rod thing came out years ago, he had A-Rod on his show immediately after, and A-Rod just like denied. And then obviously A-Rod came out later on like, oh yeah, okay, my bad.
They always deny right away.
So Baffert goes on the news, denies it over and over and over. And then literally, like, I want to say the next day he comes out and makes a statement saying like, oh, well, you know what? The horse could have had it. The horse took this one thing and it had that drug in it. And it got mixed in with the hay. It's like, here we go. Like,
you said, like, we would believe you if this has never happened before, but you've been involved in so many things that it's just
when it's happened over 2 dozen times, close to 3 dozen times, it's like,
we don't believe you. And you know what's gonna happen? One of his horses is gonna win. And this is, I think the horse racing loves it. It's kind of a joke for horse racing, but it's also, I'm sure they love all this publicity right now.
Yeah. And I know that the Derby winner is the favorite. Don't even like the Derby. I don't even think that horse should have won the Derby personally. I thought that horse was nothing special.
I kind of like Ron Bauer or Midnight Bourbon. The one that you were looking at?
So here's who I like. I actually like Concert Tour. He's opened at 5-2.
Is that on Baffert's other horse?
It's Baffert's other horse.
and my boy Mike Smith.
Exactly. Bingo. Yep. Death, taxes, and any Mike horse Smith. That is Baffert and Mike Smith.
You're like, right. That's what I'm saying.
I can't tell you how much money I've won on Mike Smith and Baffert together here at Santa Anita.
He's going to win again, and they're going to think a Concert Tour is a cheater. He's going to get booed, but at least Baffert's not there to get booed. But
here's the intriguing thing, though, because I've been following these horses that are in this race. Both horses want the early lead, and they want to go wire to wire. The only thing that worries me a little bit
doing a match race up front.
Exactly. Like, they're going to be competing against each other for that early pace.
So we got to find
somebody from behind is just going to close. So I like your Midnight Bourbon. I think Midnight Bourbon is going to be there at the end. I think that he could just slide in at the wire there and take it while both those other two Baffert horses are battling it out. But I also kind of like a little sneaky, little bit of a longer shot is a Crowded Trade. I think Crowded Trade or Midnight Bourbon will run them down in the end. So I wouldn't be surprised if neither Baffert horse wins, but I do like Concert Tour better than Medina Spirit.
Mike Smith, you can never go wrong on Mike Smith.
Exactly.
He's like the Brady. Yeah, he's the Brady of
The only thing about Mike Smith on Concert Tour is it's the first time he's riding him. Joel Rosario, who's my other boy, who I love, Joel Rosario. Like, I'm telling you right now, every time Joel Rosario is in the two spot in the two hole at Santa Anita, I take it no matter what. I don't even look at the horse. Yeah. If I see Joel Rosario wearing the white silks at Santa Anita two spot, bet it. For some reason, that's just a lucky thing for me.
I didn't read into that. Why is Rosario off of it? Did he go to some other horse?
Rosario's running some other horse. What's the horse's name? I can't remember the horse that he's on, but he's riding a different. Oh, it's the France Go. I can't think of the name, dang it. But he's on a different horse for the first time because I think he's more comfortable on a horse. And I think the owners got to him first to ride that horse. So Baffert went back to his well, called Mike and said,
Rosario, Francisco, Eno. Yeah, he's 20-1.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can always throw Rosario in there. And
I don't think that horse is going to do much. I don't think that horse is going to be in the money, but I think, like I said, Mike Smith and Bob Baffert. It's those two.
And then round out your
bread and butter.
Exacta try with Midnight Bourbon, Ron Bauer.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. And you know, and the other thing that worries me about both of Baffert's horses in this one, neither horse has raced this distance. It's an extra half furlong than any race that they've ever raced. So that could come into play, especially if you're going for the distance, especially if you're trying to go wire to wire and get early speed. That extra half furlong, you could feel it at the end and watch Midnight Bourbon or somebody like that comes and steals it at the end.
What do you think of how they do the three races? I was listening to like a big horse racing guy. He was saying they should do the Derby. They stick the Derby on the same day, but then do the Preakness Memorial Day weekend and then do the Belmont July 4th. And then it gives the horses more time to rest. And then you could have them more because none of these same horses run the next race. So it's not even as fun, you know?
That's true. I'm kind of torn on it because I kind of do like the schedule a little bit because I think it adds to the difficulty of trying to win the triple crown.
That's why it's so,
because you know what, that last race in Belmont is so long. That's why you see so many horses win the first two and they can't do the distance in the last race.
So long.
And it makes you think back to what Secretariat did in the Belmont and how he literally still holds the record. And if you go back and watch that race, it's like, how is this even possible?
Yeah.
You think they were
taking some drugs back then?
Probably. I'm no expert or anything, but
I think at this point, I think they all do.
Yeah, it's Baffert just gets caught the most, you know? And it's one of those things. It's like, come on, you do it once, it's a mistake. You do it twice, you did it by choice. You do it three times, it's a pattern.
I wish I would have known that that horse is cheating before the race. I would have bet it.
Yeah, can you let us in on that next time, Bob? Can you like give us a little signal from the box up there? But you know what? There was another stat I saw actually. Did you see the stat that every single time Baffert has won the Kentucky Derby, he's gone on to win the Preakness with the same horse, with one exception of last year because they ran it in a different order. But before that, every single time Baffert has won the Kentucky Derby, that same horse has gone on to win the Preakness. I'm saying it doesn't happen this year. I say he's breaking the trend this year.
We'll see, because if he does win, that horse is going to get booed. Poor horse. It's not the horse's fault, but and Baffert won't care. He's not there.
Exactly. I mean, he's going to make his money.
You know, what else?
It's all about money.
Yeah. What else we got?
If they're just going to give him a slap on the wrist, then who cares? You know,
we got the Preakness. There's
no real punishment.
We got the Preakness Hall of Fame. Any big UFC? Oh no! You know NHL playoffs is starting. I know you're into that. Kings are.
I know.
No, Kings, the Kings God. Suck, right? Yeah.
Kings rolled over and died the other night against. Once they got eliminated, they played Colorado again. I think the other night. They were playing Colorado right now, but they played Colorado the other night and they just rolled over and died. I think their bags are packed. They're ready for the offseason. Some of these guys are going to go back to Europe. Yeah. Hopefully, if they can get back in.
NHL playoffs is always done. NHL playoffs is always fun. You I said love Colorado, NHL playoffs. Colorado against Boston. I think
Colorado looks good. I think Pittsburgh looks really solid. You can't count out Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's team. I feel like
it's always the same. It's always the same teams in the East, huh? Tampa, Boston.
Vegas is going to be solid.
Oh yeah,
Vegas and Colorado. If those two meet each other, I think I think your Stanley Cup champion could come from that series if those two teams meet each other. I think it's going to be a very interesting playoffs. Pittsburgh looks very good right now, and they're kind of doing it quietly because they're not like the typical. They're not like the typical Pittsburgh teams who like do it with like a lot of flash. They've kind of been under the radar, and they kind of just been winning games. They've been grueling games out. So who knows? I mean, hockey playoffs is one of those things. Anything can happen. The seeds don't throw the seeds out the window.
Eight always, seeds right?
Beat one always, seeds all the time. Anything can happen, which makes it so amazing.
I'm pumped for that, and then hopefully more fans as the playoffs go on.
Yeah, Nashville's back in the playoffs, which is always fun because hopefully those fans get rowdy because the Nashville fans.
They're the best. Yeah. Oh my gosh, amazing.
And then they chanted the goalkeeper. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, dude, something non-sports related, something I forgot to bring up. When you were on your trip, were you, I'm guessing you were first class or were you in the back of the plane?
Dude.
You're on your trip back. I just have an airplane, the flight story that it always bothers me when we land. And the thing that bothers me when people stand up right away. And okay, they don't move.
You agree with me. I didn't know that you were that guy.
It just drives me.
Or sits down.
No, I said it drives me crazy to see people stand up, and I just
where are
noticed
you going?
That.
Where are you going? It's you're not going to move for like another like 10 to 15 minutes easily, depending on how far back you are.
Yeah,
I'm the guy. Yeah. So are you an aisle or are you a window?
I think I picked. I like window. But I hate, obviously, right. I hate middle. What are you, aisle?
Oh, I avoid middle like the plague. I'm an aisle guy only because I can at least get one leg out if I'm on like a tight plane. I can at least get one leg out in the aisle. And I'm the guy, plane lands, I just kind of sit there. I always lift the armrest so I can at least swing both legs into the aisle.
Just
at least
sit just there, chill. Right? Just sit there. That's what we're supposed to do. There's nowhere to go.
I've been in the back of some Southwest planes and it's like it lands and the person in the window seat in my aisle is just like fidgety. Like, can you get up? I need to get up. Like, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
Oh, no, because I had connecting flights. I was like, let's see if it happens on this flight, too. You know, once again, people are standing up. I'm like, where's everyone going? You can't move. It just bothered me. But I'm glad that you feel the same way.
Oh yeah, that's so funny you bring that up because literally you were just on some. You came back from Texas just recently.
Yeah, and you were.
I think you were in Texas while I was in New York.
Yeah,
probably both flying home the same day.
Yeah, I just figured you were first class and just got off the plane right away.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
I wish, you know, in my next lifetime, I think when I hit this Preakness this weekend, maybe I'll be able to get first class tickets on the next flight. So
Preakness, let's go. Kobe's go hit that try. Let's go Preakness, and let's go Dodgers. That win streak, I think we'll get to 10. Let's keep it going before we play Giants and Astros, right?
One day at a time, you know. I can't wait for the Astros series. Oh, I can't wait for that series.
I know. We're going to be Houston. They're going to give us a bunch of shit, but who cares?
That's fine. You know what?
Will they come to LA?
We'll let our talking handle on the field. We'll just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
You know, tell me you've seen the pictures of Altuve on Mother's Day. Tell me you've seen those pictures.
I didn't see it.
Have you? Oh my God. You got to Google it. You got to Google the pictures. Somebody took pictures of Altuve on Mother's Day in the locker room, like with a bat in his hand. He's got the pink cleats, got everything, right? Somebody posted saying, why does this look like a little leaguer getting ready to go play? Like, literally, I forget how small he is. He looks like a little kid, like a little t-baller. It's hilarious. You got to see it Mother's Day.
That is hilarious. And they're also, you know what they're also showing is when he's next to Judge. But that's when everyone loved Altuve. Oh my gosh, great story. And then he started cheating, and now
I don't care what anybody says. I know the whole innocent until proven guilty. He was wearing a wire, dude. I believe 100% he was wearing a wire.
Don't rip, yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, why'd you take the jersey? Why'd you go change? Like, my wife. Come on, dude. Everybody uses their wife as an easy excuse when you're married. Like, I can't go out tonight, guys. The wife wants me home. Yeah. You know, it's like everybody uses that excuse. It's too perfect. It's so – don't get me started on that. Because the only person I hate more than Altuve right now is Manfred, because he had the chance and just did not do anything.
Dude, Manfred, that guy sucked.
Oh, he's terrible, dude. I never thought somebody would make Bud Selig look so amazing.
He's making Goodell look good.
Roger.
All right, I think it was a good episode, better than last.
Definitely,
week, right?
Yeah.
Episode 3 coming Monday. Weekend recap.
We'll see where the Lakers fall. We'll see what happens with the Dodgers. Hopefully, we get a Dodgers sweep of the Marlins.
And we'll see what happens with our Preakness bets.
And hopefully, Tebow will be signed by then.
There you go. All right, we're out.
All right,
later.